This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. Good afternoon and Happy New Year from the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley, back a day later than anticipated. I would tell you I had a cold yesterday, but I don't expect anyone would believe me. Either way, it is 2011, and what better way to start than with news from the final match of the 2010 season, confusingly played on New Year's Day. Well, a perfectly placed free kick from Takuya Nozawa sealed Emperor's Cup glory for Kashima Antlers on New Year's Day, as Oswaldo de Oliveira's side earned a 2-1 victory over Shimizu S-Pulse. Japan's most decorated club were in danger of finishing the 2010 season with nothing to show for their efforts after slipping to a disappointing fourth place in the league, but got off to a strong start when midfielder Felipe Gabriel headed home a Mitsuo Ogasawara corner after 26 minutes. The lead lasted until just before the hour mark, when S-Pulse, who had struggled to find any joy from a stubborn Antlers defence throughout the first half, finally gained reward for a more positive start to the second through Frode Jonsson. The veteran Norwegian, playing his last match in Japan before returning home to Odd Grenland, latched onto a long pass to poke the ball first time over onrushing goalkeeper Hitoshi Sogahata from the edge of the box. Their upturn in fortunes, however, proved fleeting. When Kashima were awarded a free kick 25 yards out with a little under a quarter of an hour remaining, Ogasawara dummied before Nozawa lifted a delicate shot over the defensive wall that dipped and curled towards the bottom left corner of the goal. Shimizu custodian Kaito Yamamoto threw a desperate palm at the ball, but was unable to prevent it from nestling just inside the post. The win gave Kashima a fourth Emperor's Cup and their 14th major title overall, while ensuring that Oliveira maintained his record of one trophy per season in charge after finishing as J-League champions in each of his first three. "I'm thrilled," said Oliveira after the match. "I couldn't allow myself to end the year without winning a title, so this victory means a lot to me." This latest triumph was all the more remarkable, following the departures of the out-of-contract Brazilian duo Marquinhos and Gilton in mid-December, and a plantaris tendon injury for defensive mainstay Daikiwa Masa sustained during last week's quarter-final. For opposite number Kenta Hasegawa, it was a sad end to a six-year spell in charge at Nihon Daira, during which he's established S-Pulse as consistent challengers, but never quite managed to turn promising performances into silverware. Ultimately, it was Kashima who came away with another positive result, reflected a magnanimous Hasegawa at full-time. "But I don't regret anything I did today. Oliveira is a great manager. He found a way to win without his key players, and I didn't." The Antlers' success also means they will make a fourth consecutive appearance in next season's AFC Champions League after all, despite having initially missed out through their league position. Well, that's all for today and for the 2010 Japanese domestic season. But fear not, because national teams from across the continent are already heading for Qatar for the 2011 Asian Cup, which gets underway on Friday. Once I've made it back to Japan myself, I will be bringing you a special series of previews and reports from all of the Samurai Blues matches, hopefully culminating in the final on the 29th of January. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.